مَا نَصْنَعُ بِهِ. So they replied that we do not wish to purchase it, and what can we do with this? What can we do with this? ثُمَّ قَالَ أَتُحِبُّونَ أَنَّهُ لَكُمْ. Then again Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, for the second time, he asked, do you wish, would you like this? فَقَالُوا وَاللَّهِ لَوْ كَانَ حَيًّا كَانَ عَيْبًا. They said, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this obviously, even if it's alive, even if this particular goat was alive, it's a defective goat. Which one of us would like it? إِنَّهُ أَسَكُّ فَكَيْفَ وَهُوَ مَيِّتٌ. So they said that this goat is defective. So if it's dead, in other words, it's much more defective. One is you can't eat something that is dead, it's mayyit. It's lying, it died naturally. You can't, unless a person had made zaba, etc. But here this thing was dead, lying dead, we can't do anything. Plus it got deformed. In other words, it's multiple reasons why we shouldn't be liking it. فَقَالَ وَاللَّهِ. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, then he explained what he was trying to illustrate. فَقَالَ فَوَاللَّهِ لَلْدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا عَلَيْكُمْ. That this dunya, this world is more despicable, more disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this dead animal is to you. In other words, this thing got no value, you got nothing for it, it's dead, it's lying there. This whole dunya is more despicable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this goat is to you, this dead kid. So this type of hadith we mentioned is nice for a person to keep in mind when it comes to things of dunya that can sadden him, or things of dunya, sometimes it happens that there's an estate. In that estate now, you'll find that two people or three people might want the same thing. For example, some assets need to be split and shared. For example, one car from that estate. Now you'll find that two of the heirs will want that same car. So the person thinks of this hadith and he thinks that this car in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not even worth that dead goat that's lying on the side. Then he find it easy to let it go to my brother, there's no problem. Because this is not worth anything in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, sometimes you'll find that there is a partnership, and now for good reasons the partners want to split. They said, you know, for keeping the muhabbat in the family, keeping the muhabbat is better. At this point, we split, and each person, each brother goes on his own. So sometimes you might find there's two shops, for example, and two brothers. So now, which one will take which shop? So very often there's a dispute. Now, there's a dispute. Both people want the same shop. For example, there's one shop in Grey Street, and there's one shop in Brickfield Road. Both of them want the shop in Brickfield Road. What do you do? So a person thinks about a hadith like this, that this shop is not even worth the dead goat. Never mind, let my brother take it. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let him take it. So when a person thinks of things like this, now it becomes very easy. That whole split becomes very simple. Now afterwards, Allah Pak will give this person barakah. But he has to think, psychologically he has to tell himself, that this is worth nothing. It is not worth fighting. What's the point of fighting? When it's got absolutely no worth. So these sort of things, when it comes to these estates or splitting, or sometimes when a person has got his own personal preference, or sometimes he might miss one deed and he feels so depressed about it, then he should think about the hadith like this. Something for us to keep in mind all the time, that we're chasing. But this is the haqiqat, really haqiqat, is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this thing has got absolutely no value. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum, wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fuqakum. Very beautiful hadith. It's a hadith that's teaching us, or is a prescription, to bring shukr in our lives. To bring contentment, shukr, happiness in our life. Like how you go to a doctor and you ask him for a prescription. I got a gastric flu, give me a prescription. I got sugar, I got pressure, give me some prescription. This is a prescription to bring shukr in our life. Very, very effective prescription. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that look at those that are below you. As far as worldly things are concerned, worldly matters are concerned, look at those that are below you. وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ مَنْ هُوَ فُوقَكُمْ. Don't lift your gaze and look at those people that are above you. Those people that have got more wealth than you, more affluent than you, don't look at them. Rather look at those that are below you. فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُوا أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Because it's more likely that it will prevent you from being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's more likely that it will prevent you from being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ وَفِي رِوَايَةِ الْبُخَارِي. And in the riwayat of Bukhari, these words come, إِذَا نَظَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ فُضِّلَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْمَالِ وَالْخَلْقِ. If a person sees somebody who's been more blessed than him, as far as wealth is concerned, and as far as beauty is concerned, then what should he do? فَلْيَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلَ مِنْهُ. Then he should immediately turn his attention and look to somebody who's below him. Who's somebody who's less fortunate than him? In other words, a person is driving, for example, a Corolla. Now, he shouldn't look at somebody who's driving a Porsche. But rather he should look at somebody who's got a much cheaper car, or look at somebody who doesn't have a car, has to take a taxi to work. When he looks at this person who has to take a taxi every day to work, automatically now his Corolla will feel like a Porsche to him. But if he's going to look at that person with the Porsche, then he'll never be happy, because there's always a stage where somebody will be above you. Allahu faddala ba'dakum ala ba'din fi rizq. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given some people more than others. It will always be said that Allah has blessed somebody with more. But the effective way this hadith is teaching us, always look at somebody below you. I'll tell you one quick story, inshallah, before we terminate. Once our Jamaat was in a rural area in Mozambique. So the masjid itself was a tin structure, like a shack, you know, like a tin structure. And around were all shacks. And the water that supplied the masjid was a well. And that well, the people of the area would come stand the whole day in lines to come collect water. In other words, they would come with empty paint tins, they would come with buckets, whatever they could carry on their head, they'll bring it and they'll stand in lines, children, mothers, whoever, fathers also, they all come standing in the line, they'll collect the water. So the muezzin of the masjid, his job was also to go there, stand in the line, fill up his buckets of water and fill up a big drum that was in the masjid. When people come to make wuzu, they use it for wuzu, that was the drinking water also. So now when our Jamaat was there, we realized that this is the water that we had to use to drink. But that water was a very, very muddy water, extremely muddy water. Sandy and muddy. So how do we drink it? So we decided first that we have to boil this water. So after we boil the water, we try drinking it, but sandy water is not easy to drink. Especially us from South Africa, we're so used to clean water. That muddy, sandy water, even after boiling it. So somebody suggested put some juice inside, so it becomes a bit of taste, it will be easier to drink. Even then, that sandy water wasn't going down. So then for those few days that we were there, we had to sort of live on cold drink. Now you can't live on cold drink, because Allah Pak has made it such. Insan needs water to live. So after some time, the message came that there is a brother that's coming once a week from Durban. So he would bring water in Zamzam containers to Maputo, and from there it would have been carted to us in that rural areas. So when that water would come once a week in those Zamzam cans, that water was appreciated so much. The whole Jamaat was saying that Durban water is coming. Durban water is coming. And how one person looks after Zamzam here, we were actually looking after that water to drink. And now that thought came into our minds that when we in Durban, the same water we're using for istinja, the same water we're using to bath, same water we use to wash our cars, same water the car wash is using, the same water we're using for our gardens, the same water we don't value it. But when you're looking at these people now who don't have it, and you realize, Allah, what a ni'mat you've given us. You've given us drinking water to use all the time, something we don't even value, and yet we're treasuring this thing like Zamzam. So this is what the hadith is saying, that look at these people who are below you. Simple things you'll start valuing, and you'll realize that how much Allah Pak has given us. So therefore Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he brings the incident of Muhammad bin Aun rahmatullah alayhi. He says that when I used to sit in the gatherings of rich people, I would always find that I was very depressed, very sad that I was sitting in the gatherings. Until I went and started sitting and moving with the poor people, I realized I was very, very happy. Why? Because I realized how much I had. The moment you sit with it, not to say that we should look down at rich, but for our own, we should look at those that are below us. Like that one person mentioned so nice, he said, I complained that I had no shoes until I saw somebody who had no feet. Then I realized that I shouldn't even be complaining that I don't have shoes. So this is what this hadith is teaching us, a beautiful prescription. Prescription of shukr, always as far as the dunya is concerned, look at the people that are below you. When it comes to amal and akhirat and things of dunya, things of deen, then we should look at those that are above us, those that are reading more Quran than us, those that are fasting more than us, those that are reading more salah. As far as deeni matters, then we look at those above us. As far as dunya is, we look at those below us. It will teach us to make shukr. Allah forgive us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.